This is an Audio Holdings production.
The Narrative of Arthur Gordon Pym of Nantucket by Edgar Allan Poe. My name is Arthur Gordon Pym. My father was a respectable trader in sea stores at Nantucket, where I was born. My maternal grandfather was an attorney in good practice. He was fortunate in everything and had speculated very successfully in stocks of the Edgerton New Bank, as it was formerly called. By these and other means, he'd managed to lay by a tolerable sum of money. He sent me, at 6 years of age, to the school of old Mr. Ricketts, a gentleman with only one arm and of eccentric manners. I stayed at his school until I was 16, when I left him for Mr. E. Ronald's Academy on the Hill. Here I became intimate with the son of Mr. Barnard, a sea captain. His son was named Augustus, and he was nearly 2 years older than myself. He'd been on a whaling voyage with his father in the John Donaldson, and was always talking to me of his adventures in the South Pacific Ocean. By degrees, I felt the greatest desire to go to sea. I owned a sailboat called the Ariel, and worth about $75. She had a half-deck or cuddy and was rigged sloop-fashion. I forget her tonnage, but she would hold 10 persons without much crowding. One night, there was a party at Mr. Barnard's, and both Augustus and myself were not a little intoxicated towards the close of it. As usual in such cases, I took part of his bed in preference to going home. He went to sleep, as I thought, very quietly, it being near one when the party broke up, and without saying a word on his favorite topic. It might have been half an hour from the time of our getting into bed, and I was just about falling into a doze, when he suddenly started up and swore with a terrible oath that he would not go to sleep for any Arthur Pym in Christendom when there was so glorious a breeze from the southwest. Now, we lost no time in getting on our clothes.